Well, this is the oldest surviving civic sword in York, and this is a great sword, or the state sword, or we like to call it the Sigismund sword, because this belonged to Sigismund, who was Holy Roman Emperor, Duke of Luxembourg, King of Hungary, and he was made a Knight of the Garter by Henry V, and this probably hung behind his stall at St. George's Chapel in Windsor.
So what, hang on a minute, what is the sword then from the Holy Roman Emperor doing here in the Mansion House in York?
Until about 2 years ago, I could have told you a story of how it got here, but actually that story isn't quite correct, so we're not really quite sure of the process from it leaving Windsor to ending up in York in 1439. All we know is it does. So actually, since 1439, this sword has been in the city. It's been carried in front of a lot of mayors and ceremonial occasions. And if we just think, who has seen this sword? You think about Henry VII, Henry VIII. And every monarch or important person who's come here has seen it, right up to the current monarch who touches the blade of this sword as she enters the city at Middlegate Bar.
That's an astonishing thing. Am I right that there's a sort of routine when the monarch comes in about the position in which the sword is carried, that it's inverted or...?
Yep. Before the monarch comes into the city, Richard the Second stipulated it should be always carried point upwards. But when the reigning monarch comes, it's then reversed and the point is carried down, and we still carry on that tradition today.
Why is that? What's the symbolism of it being sort of, I don't know, in a downward or a subservient position, I suppose? That's it, is it?
It's entirely to be subservient to them. So, you know, you're there, point upwards, ready to defend it for the monarch, the city, but when she's here or he's here, then you're subservient to them and you will almost at ease, if that makes sense. Same with the mace, actually. That turns itself upside down. So the crown bit becomes what we call debased. It's debased itself.
So if you actually got the crown here, you don't need the crown on top of the mace?
Well, because the mace is the queen, basically. That ironically, and it's really hard when we get foreign visitors to explain, that's the queen. And actually then we debase it when she's here, or he's here.
Can I get a bit closer to Sigismund's sword? Just have a look. Just looking at the sheath, the scabbard that it goes in, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 extraordinary silver. I'm assuming that they're
silver. Dragons, yeah.
They're dragons, are they?
And this is, in the original description of the sword, these are called silk scorpions. But medieval man, you know, if you knew what a dragon looked like, you might not realise, in fact, they were dragons. But this emblem of the dragon curling round on itself, with a tail wrapped round its neck and a cross on its back, is Sigismund's emblem of his Knights of the Dragon. And this was a holy order that he founded primarily to defend his empire against the rise of the Ottoman Empire in Turkey and Near East. But there was one really, really famous member of the Knights of the Dragon, a gentleman from Transylvania called Vlad, better known as Dracula, actually.
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler was a member of the Knights of the Dragon. So this emblem he would have carried perhaps on his coat of arms, on his surcoat. Because the idea was, if you were a Knight of the Dragon, you were attacked by essentially the Ottoman Empire, you would go to the assistance. So he would have had this. We've got a better connection with Dracula and Whitby, and it's actually on our wall here in York.
And you mentioned Henry V as well. It happens to be my favourite English king. Just I like the play, Henry V, the Shakespeare play. What's the Henry V link?
Henry and Sigismund actually are contemporary of each other, and they actually are friends. They're writing to each other quite a lot. Sigismund kind of supports Henry in his wars against France, and Sigismund does actually come to England, doesn't come to the north of England, but in 1416, Sigismund's made a Knight of the Garter by Henry V. And that's a connection with England. But if you imagine where the Ottoman Empire is in relation to where Sigismund's empire is, really, Sigismund's a bulwark against the rise of the Muslim power, and France and England always try to be on good terms with Sigismund because he was so incredibly powerful. You know, he's like American president of the day, put it that way. His power was immense. It's hard to quantify. Not a very nice bloke, though. But
well, I can tell by the size of the sword that he had to carry that maybe he had to exercise some power in his time. Would it be okay if I just touched it very briefly?
You won't set the alarm off.
Okay, here we go. Wow, so I've touched something that was once in the hand of a Holy Roman Emperor and probably a man who met Henry V.
Very much so, yeah.
And Dracula.
I like the Dracula bit. Kids love it.